And my guest is Andrew Coates, who is a business coach. First of all, for those that don't know you, just tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your background.
Yeah, and it's great to see you again, Darren. So I've lived in Taunton now for, well, nearly 30 years, and our children grew up in Taunton. And actually, my background's a mix. It's across events. I've been involved and run a couple of events companies, running exhibitions all around the UK. Been involved a lot in sales and marketing, in change within organisations, and across those years, actually working with a huge amount of people, both colleagues and partners to our organisations, which has led me really to thinking more about what I'm now doing.
Business coaching, what exactly is it?
A lot of people think, well, what is coaching? What is mentoring? What is advising? And coaching is all about helping someone get from where they are now to where they want to be.
So it's not like you're an instructor. You're not going to tell me what to do and how I've got to do things.
No, certainly not going to tell you what to do. And actually, with a coach, you've got to be really careful not to think, I know the answer. I know what, from my experience, I'm going to tell that person to do. And it's all about actually coaching out of someone their own resources and how they want to move forward. And it's using yourself as a sounding board to work with the coachee.
So a bit like a therapist.
No, not like a therapist. A therapist really looks into someone's past a lot and why they are where they are now. And a coach is all about taking someone from where they are now and looking into the future and where someone wants to move forward to.
Do you have a certain area in which you specialise with your coaching?
Tends to be three different areas. And actually, the coaching all links to professional as well as personal coaching. And the three areas tend to be leadership and executive coaching. So working with individuals who might want to develop more as a manager, as a leader, develop their skills, or indeed they're leading an organisation and want to work with a coach on their goals in terms of moving that organisation forward. And then also career coaching. I'm working with a number of people who are looking at their future now, especially due to COVID, and finding a new purpose, where they want to go with their career. And also small businesses. I'm working with a few small businesses around how they grow, and some people who are starting a business for the first time.
I find it quite interesting that, for example, a CEO of a big company, a big business, who has obviously got to that position because of their abilities and what they do, yet they would still need somebody, perhaps externally like yourself, to assist them in progressing even further.
It is, and it's interesting how many CEOs actually have a coach. And also, it's interesting, I mean, people say being a CEO is a lonely position. There's only one of you. You might have a board, you might have a senior leadership team, but actually, you're the only one at CEO level. So actually, having someone as an external sounding board can be really powerful. And I think it's talked about a lot more in America probably than it is in the UK. People talk a lot more about, I have a coach. And I think people here do. And in fact, a number of large organisations, people often have more than one coach to support them.
How would somebody like what you do help a small business? The small businesses are probably going to be thinking, oh, where's my next penny going to come from? But I can't afford to have a coach to help me move forward. So it's kind of like a going around in circles thing, isn't it?
It is, and it is difficult because obviously with any service, there is a cost to it.
Of course, yeah.
So yes, if you're a small business and you're lucky enough to be able to afford to have a coach who can help you to look at where you're going, taking the steps there, perhaps helping you think in different ways about your business, that is great. If you can't afford it, it is more difficult. But what I would say is you can also coach yourself. You can use coaching skills, question skills, listening skills, writing your goals down, looking at all the options you have in a way. So I would actually say to anybody, look up coaching, Google coaching, have a look at different coaching skills. And even if you haven't got the luxury of being able to work with a coach, look at how it could help you with your business.
How would it work? Would it be like, okay, you need to come and see me, or we can have a chat once a week or once a month? Or how does it work in that respect?
It really very much up to the people I'm working with, how they want it to work. Tends to be someone would have a go at writing down their goals, what they actually want to work on to start with. And in a first session, we'd talk about that in more detail. And we'd actually look at where does the person want to get from where they are now to where they want to be in the future? Are there a number of goals to get there? And then the sessions tend to be held on whatever basis they want to, online, obviously at the moment, can be face-to-face as well. And yes, it tends to be a number of sessions, and that could be every other week, it could be monthly. Some people I've been coaching for a while now just want to have a session once a quarter just to catch up on their thinking and where they are.
I think it's important that people know a bit about your qualification as a coach, because yes, I can, you know, confirm that you have got the experience because of what you've done and what you've achieved, but you also have to train for your own leadership skills and qualifications, don't you, as well?
You do, yes. And I did the Institute of Leadership and Management mm-hmm. Level 7 in executive coaching, which after quite a bit of research tends to be the qualification to get for coaching. And actually, it was a really interesting experience. A lot of what I was learning sort of added on to my experience over the years, a lot of writing of assignments as well as learning new skills.
Right.
You know, going back to school again.
Yeah, very much so.
But yes, it was a good experience.
Now, I've already touched on the fact that we're coming into a very interesting period of time with businesses about to reopen again very soon. People's philosophies on life would have changed massively. I know mine has on a personal level. What is your advice to them from a business level at this stage?
Yeah, it's a very interesting one. And lots of people I'm working with are really thinking about what they want to do in the future. And also how they want to lead and manage their organisation, how they want to work with their colleagues. And yes, I would say to anybody, it is really important to spend some time thinking about your future, and really important to look at what purpose you want out of your future and to take some time on that.
If anybody's interested in utilizing your skills and maybe having a chat with you about how they can move forward and maybe get some advice from yourself, what's the best way around that?
Probably to have a look at my website. Mm-hmm. It's amccoaching.co.uk, and also I'm on LinkedIn, Andrew Coates, and quite happy to have a chat with anybody about coaching, even if they wanted to use those coaching skills for themselves.
Brilliant. I can certainly vouch for Andrew. Like I say, I've seen where Andrew's worked over the past and what he's grown things into. So, yeah, definitely worth a shout if you are thinking business coaching. Andrew, it's lovely to see you again.
Andrew.
And I think maybe we could perhaps have a little regular slot here with some business ideas, because I think it'll be important moving forward for people that are listening, and how to get themselves back on the straight and narrow after COVID.
That'd be great.
My guest is Andrew Coates.